This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Well, we know the word Easter, but what does the word actually mean? A lot of people are aware of the fact that Easter's got something to do with religion and church, and there's a long weekend. But is Easter a celebration? And one person said it's all about that rising from the dead stuff. Actually, about a billion people will celebrate Easter again this year. So we're talking something big. Obviously, it's more than chocolates and Easter eggs or hot cross buns. And maybe the true meaning is ignored through the sheer busyness of life or the pressure that we live under. So this Easter long weekend, it's become a welcome holiday weekend, getting away with family or friends. And while Easter is often misunderstood or over-commercialized, it's the one event that can actually change your life. So here's the question. What's the big deal about Easter anyway? Over 2,000 years ago, an event took place in the Middle East, and this made it possible for our lives to be changed. Jesus Christ was crucified, and he rose from the grave 2 days later. It was an event that proved that Jesus was who he claimed to be, God in the flesh, and he came to earth to save us. So a lot of people say, I believe in the resurrection, I just don't understand it. George Gallup did a poll a few years ago that said even 84% of the people who never go to church believe that Jesus rose from the dead. It's an historical fact. It wasn't done in secret. In fact, the whole city of Jerusalem knew about it, and eventually the whole Roman Empire. It was hot news. And there are at least 15 historical references to the time when Jesus met people or touched them, talked with them, after he had risen from the dead. One time he cooked breakfast for some people. Another time he talked to about 500 people. So a lot of people saw the resurrected Christ. Now you might say, well, what do I need to be saved from? The reason Jesus died on the cross was to save us from our sin, to pay that penalty so that we wouldn't have to actually pay the penalty. He came to earth, he went through a trial where there were phony charges brought up against him, and he was sentenced to death. Was this something God didn't count on? No, this was part of his plan. His accusers didn't like the claim that Jesus said, you know, he was the Son of God, and so he was worthy of death, they said. So I think all of us have got to make up our minds this Easter about Jesus. You either believe he's a liar, a lunatic, or he's exactly who he claims to be, the Son of God. And that's why Jesus willingly went through a trial to prove who he was. He said, I don't come to judge the world, but I come to save it. Jesus could have stopped that trial. The cross was part of that plan so that we could be forgiven for our sins. And the day Jesus was crucified was a terrible day, a very cruel death. His arms were stretched out. He was literally nailed to a cross. And after you've been nailed to a cross for a while, your muscles tighten up. It's very hard to breathe. And Jesus experienced all that in order to pay the price of our sin. And then he died. Again, you could say, why in the world would he allow himself to die on a cross? Because Jesus alone was able to pay for your sins. In fact, you and I deserve that punishment, but Jesus paid the penalty. His body was put in a tomb, but being God, he was the Son of God, his body didn't stay there. He rose from the dead. No human could actually do that. But the great news of Easter is that Jesus is alive today. So by rising from the dead, he proved who he is. You might again say, what's that got to do with me? In one sense, Jesus is still on trial. He's on trial in the hearts and minds of everyone who hasn't acknowledged him as the Son of God. So what's your verdict? Are you willing to gamble your life that he was wrong in that sense, or was he right? Don't be afraid. That was the first words the angel said after Jesus had actually risen from the dead. He met up with people and he said, don't be afraid. So people are afraid because they've put their trust in the wrong place. But this Easter, it's a great thing to commit your life to the risen Christ. Thank you, Lord, that this Easter is a special time, a real celebration of hope. And I offer this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.